Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My thing is, right, if God is real, why didn't he just give me tits?
Yeah, exactly. Help me out, fella.
Exactly. Throw me a fucking bone. Believe you. Both.
Get rid of one.
But well, yeah, exactly.
Believe you me, like... Jenny, they're not all the cracked up to be.
If yours are cracked, you've got problems, mate. Yeah.
I think you two just got mixed up. Like... Freddie got two persons worth of tits.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him, a big fat Hungarian pimp. What the fuck is this look you've gone for today?
These are just my new sunglasses.
Yeah.
Don't need to draw attention to them.
Uh-huh.
Just excellent new Gucci sunglasses.
It looks like you've illegally acquired a Formula One team. Like you're down the paddock like, yes, I now own Haas Racing. We've also got a guest as well. You've got shades as well. The fuck is with this indoor shades pedo gang?
Mine's are expensive ones, though.
Yeah, well, so's there is, but
no,
like,
they're not. They're
money
super
can't
dry.
Buy taste.
They're super dry.
She said they were super dry before, and I couldn't stop myself from going, Gucci.
Gucci, actually.
He got really angry.
Yeah. I was saying before to Jenny.
This is Jenny Hart, by the way.
Yeah. I was saying before.
We've already done an intro before we start.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Jenny.
That's all right. Anytime.
Thank you. We struggle like mad to get female guests on. Mm-hmm. So this is a happy medium.
Jesus Christ. Cancelled. You start your set sometimes with a trans joke, don't you?
Yeah.
And Rob does a trans bit as well. And when we were in Australia, I went on after you.
I forgot you were on after me. And I did like 10 minutes of trans stuff. Luckily, mine, unlike Freddie's, is very pro-trans.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine's...
I knew that.
The thing is, like, we're all looking at each other going, the back, is this going to lead into, like, me coming on? And you just walked off and I come on and went, oh, hi, everybody.
Mate, it was one of those where we've done so many gigs and you're, like, so, like, blind to everything around you. And I was so bored of, like, the stuff I was doing in spots. I was like, I'm just going to do a bit from the middle of my show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just do the trans stuff. Cool. And, like, 10-minute section. You know,
well, you get like that hot water sometimes. Like when you're doing 10 shows over the course of 2 days, you just need to like mix it up a little bit or you just go mad.
Yeah, like normally I wouldn't have done it immediately before Jenny came on, to be honest. Like, you know, usually I would trust you to cover the trans stuff. If
there's one thing I'm good at, it's pissing off marginalised communities.
Yeah, that is really Freddie's shit, to be honest.
Although KSI is coming for me.
Yeah, well, fuck that cunt. That's what you get when you don't credit dead men.
Wow. Yeah, and also me. He's taken for his YouTube reacts things. He's taken at least half a dozen of my stand-up clips.
Yeah, I don't care about that though. He did one of ours when I was on. Yeah.
Wow. How dare someone use somebody else's work and not credit them or
yeah. Anyway, if you want to send your videos into us, 0752
or if you want to watch Taskbuster, yeah. for example.
Yeah.
Taskmaster. Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like yeah, fuck KSI. He said a slur, he's been caught. That's you dead on the internet. You said a slur, done.
He didn't really say a slur though, did he?
He did.
In his mind, did he say
it? No, he said it out loud. Oh. It was beeped.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
beeped.
He spelt it.
He spelt it out. He was on countdown.
He was doing it on countdown. Yeah.
This is the final countdown. Cancelled.
How many letters is cancelled?
He did. He was doing. Basically, they were doing some content. Him and his sideman, where they were recording countdown, and he found the P word. Basically, and the whole thing was he was like, "I don't want to say it, but on the other hand, we need the points." So, yeah. You know, but it's the internet nowadays.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
fuck
this
him.
Is true, yeah.
What is the world coming to when you can't say racial slurs without consequence? Unbelievable.
It is quite interesting as a white guy watching a black guy get in trouble for racism.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's a weird realm to be in because I can't go too hard at him, you know, yeah. because like he could rightly point at like, you know, generations of like my ancestral history. So I can't really be too gleeful, but there is a bit of me that's like, it's you now.
Maybe this is just what happens when you
How
get really rich.
How do you feel? Yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah. Now you know what it's like to suffer the ignominy of being called racist. Truly the worst thing that can happen to a person.
Yeah. Well, this has started great, isn't it? Straight to the racism.
Yeah, mate. We fucking get involved.
He had a big prime. It's KSI does prime, isn't it?
Yeah.
He had a big prime thing in Perth when we were there.
Yeah.
Did you see it for the UFC?
The
night before, he had a big fucking blow-up thing of Prime and they were giving it away free and we were like, what? It's free? It's about 600 quid, Paco.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Also, as well,
down wakey wines.
Wanky water. Yeah.
Have you seen what he's doing? No, he just brings... He basically gets... I say fit women. I'm using that massively in inverted commas.
Right.
He brings his idea of a fit woman, and he goes, "Whereabouts have you travelled from, love?" And she's always like, "I travelled from Essex," you know, in like a tiny little crop top and some leggings hoiked up her vag. "I've just come to get some prime."
Oh, sorry, Wakey Wines. I thought we were talking about KSI.
So
still,
did I.
Yeah. I thought this was KSI
was
trying to promote
say.
His channel.
Wow.
No, Wakey Wines. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's what they do now.
Have you seen him at the WWE?
What?
Wow. Oh, yeah, because Logan Paul's a wrestler now.
Yeah, and Logan Paul's a wrestler, so KSI dressed as Prime.
Right.
As a big bottle of Prime.
Oh, my God, that's so fucking cringe.
I can't see the cameras in the way, but it looks shit.
Yeah, there's another telly up there, mate.
Yeah.
Already got slammed through the desk. Well, he's wearing a very large padded outfit.
Are you mad? That's so cringe.
Is that at WrestleMania?
Mate.
Fucking hell. I never thought wrestling
I'm a grown up, so
could get more
lame. Wrestling's awesome.
That's so cringe, man.
They call it a frog splash. Didn't it used to be called a daddy
that
splash?
That isn't a frog splash. A frog splash is like a jump onto someone and like splash. That's not a frog splash.
No. Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
To be fair, though, if it was a daddy splash, you wouldn't know because it's not really your level of expertise.
It'd jump off the top rope and just never land.
Just flies away. Does a reverse Owen Hart. Just sails up to the ceiling.
A reverse Owen Hart. Yeah. Fucking hell.
He never came back either.
Yeah.
What do you reckon they did with his body? Like
have you not seen the footage?
Where they just shove
him. Shove him with a broom. Just push him off the side of the ring. Carry on the match. You know, they finished the match.
Did they?
No. But, like, what's mad with it? You know about Owen Hart falling from the scene?
No, I'm just nodding, like, Oh, so, my God, what? Yeah.
Owen Hart,
he was Bret Hart's brother, but also independently, he was a big wrestler himself.
Was he part of the Hart Foundation?
Yes, and all that. So, he was also independently his own thing, and he died falling off a zip wire over the ring. They were lowering him down because this is what's so weird about it, he had a comedy gimmick character where he was like the blue bird or some shit. Someone will correct me. Some virgin will correct me.
This is going to be the best way to get YouTube comments.
I know. Actually, it was in 1993 at SummerSlam and he was called the Green Rooster. Suck my dick.
Sorry, the Green Rooster.
It's something like that though. This is how lame it was. It was like a blue bird and he had like feathery wings and it was like a comedy gimmick, right? And like in order to sell it, they were like, oh, we'll lower him from the ceiling. And the harness broke and he just fell into the ring, bounced off the turnbuckle, died paid instantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just had to cut the cameras.
I thought wrestling was fake.
I mean, that bit was not.
Wow. You think wrestling's fake?
Oh, that shit, is... I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Yeah, try telling that to Chris Benoit's family.
Okay. Who's Chris Benoit?
Oh, my God.
Chris Benoit, right, what he was...
I'm your naive guest, is that okay?
No, that's this is great.
He was a wrestler who also had a sideline as a chocolate salesman.
He was
like a spokesman for a big chocolate brand. Yeah. And why did it turned out he'd been using child slaves in order to make his chocolate. And when the child slaves wouldn't meet their targets, what he'd do is he'd run up and he'd do his finishing move, which was called the big boot, and he'd boot them into a river. And he was just booting kids into a river to help raise his chocolate funds.
Yeah. Oh, to help raise his chocolate
funds. Raise his chocolate funds, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The thing is, the
brownie
actual...
points.
That was a lie, but the actual story is more mental. Yeah. That's the problem we're trying to make up a fake Chris Benoit story.
That's where I let you go off on it. And I was like, this is not as impressive as the actual story.
I was like, maybe I can get someone... That was a lie.
Oh, I like it. Can we just leave it? I don't want to know the truth.
The truth's way worse.
The actual story...
Is it funny, though?
No.
Oh, not even in the tiniest bit. Thanks.
He bled to death. He cut one of his arms. He had a mental issue. Yeah. Cut one of his arms off, and he convinced himself that he'd made a bionic arm, and then stuck it in his arm. But then, by that time, he bled to death.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a lie.
I was going to say, at what point you go, it's not working? It's not working.
No.
That's taking wanking and sleeping on your arm to a new level, isn't it? Oh my God.
It really feels like someone else if you cut it off.
Do you know what? That is one thing that they do not say about people with bionic limbs is how horrible having a wank must feel.
Oh, it must make it amazing. What are you on about?
No, it just feels like cold.
It's because like someone else is doing it. No, you can get them like heated seats.
Turn the switch, let them heat up a bit, toasty.
Put it 5 minutes in the microwave. Wave, it'd be lovely.
But here's the thing, right? If you had every bionic arm I've ever seen,
seen a lot of you.
How many bionic arms have you fucking seen?
He's studying
Luke Skywalker.
Right.
Move from in Preston.
Every bionic arm that I've ever imagined.
You're in Preston, they're made out of Lego Technics.
Yeah, Meccano.
That'd be a really slow wang, wouldn't it?
New Kinect's leg.
Every bionic arm that I've ever seen in the media.
He's still going with it.
It's got like its wires like look like tendons. It's exposed.
You're thinking of Terminator 2. This isn't real.
Get up, bionic arms. Right, get bionic arms.
Get up, bionic arms. You've not seen any bionic arms.
Right, get up.
You are making this up based on films you've seen.
No. Right, look. See?
What?
That isn't real.
That's a computer image.
That's a fucking cartoon,
that's
you
AI,
fucking idiot.
You've got lost in an AI loophole.
Oh, wait, these are real, though.
Anyway, my point is that you wouldn't want to get cum in the fingers. Do you know what I mean? In the joints.
I reckon you'd probably take it off for a shag. That stump could come in handy.
Yeah, just fist it.
Yeah.
Or just get the fingers, like, just right, like that.
Bosh. Put a dildo on the end of it.
Yeah, you can have different attachments. Yeah.
Oh, I see. The dildo's an attachment.
Electric carving knife when you're having a roast dinner. That'd be nice.
Or you're being robbed.
Yeah.
Or trimming pubes.
Yeah. Got a lot of Manscaped attachment. Are they still paying us?
I think they are good. I think we're getting more advertising sorted.
All right, cool. Manscaped.
What about that? Yeah. That kid there, what about his?
That's the N64 one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the power glove?
His is being made to look like that so it's fun for a child. That's not what they're meant to look like. They painted that on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Barry Dodds catches ghosts with them.
At what point?
How?
Do you
just up the arse.
Just fuck.
Got another one.
Who it, man?
At what point do you reckon bionic arms are going to outperform arms?
By what metric?
In transport.
So you know like how at the moment like AI, like ChatGPT, is like outperforming people.
Yeah.
So at what point are we going to have that for arms?
I think probably already, if you wanted like arm wrestle it, I think the robot's going to
win. No, but like dexterity and like coolness.
Who's doing coolness? Coolness.
Nothing's cooler than a hand.
Or having no hand.
He's got little sunglasses on. Yeah. Better than your sunglasses,
but
stumps are cooler than a hand, actually, I'd say.
My mate's got his arm chopped off today. I say chopped off, I don't know what happened, but at school, we call him One Wing, right? tipping me, and he used to have attachments and all sorts of different. And then he gave them up and just went with the stamp because it was cooler.
Yeah.
What he used to do for kids, like you see, kids would stare at him in a restaurant or something. He'd put his stamp on the table, and kids would look underneath the table. And as, like as if it was portal. A magic trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they come over and say, "What?" like, he'd do that, what happened? He went and got attacked by a shark, didn't I? And the kids would go, "No way!"
That's cool. Yeah, but yeah, you just so, do that, yeah. Stomp on the table and go, have a little feel underneath, see if you can find a little arm.
Just get a hand and attach it.
Did you see,
I've only got one finger, give it a rub.
Did you see that viral video of that girl in the smoking area of a nightclub? And she goes over to a group of guys. She's a kind of, you know, mildly attractive woman. And she, I can't really remember. I don't even know why that's important.
You found that really hard to even say mildly attractive. She was...
No, but I don't really know. Mildly. Do you know what I mean? But I mean, she's,
no,
she's
Freddie
not
has
like...
to denigrate women to bring them down to his level.
Well, he has to pick a level, yeah.
So, anywho, she comes over and she says to all these lads who are her age, you know, like 18, 19, whatever, you know what I mean? She says, oh, if I can... I want to play
this,
you all at Paper, Scissors, Stone, Rock, Paper, Scissors. And if any of you beat me, I'll buy you all a drink. But if you don't, then you have to buy me and all my mates a drink. And all the lads are like, well, yeah. Because there's like eight of them, do you know what I mean? And they're all like, well, if we all pick different things, one of us has to fucking beat you. And then they do the paper, scissors, stone, and she just whips out a stump for a hand. And every bloke's like, I don't know if... But that's, I think that's, you know, that's... What's
your point here?
I don't really know what my point was.
Having a good stamp.
Back to what I was saying previously, is that at the moment, no one's looking at a robotic arm and going, I wish I had that over a hand.
I don't know, I think that kid seems pretty happy.
So
that fat bloke in the corner, look at him, he's like, wow, I can pest people up.
So are you saying at some point that someone's going to chop their arm off to get a robot hand?
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I used to pretend like I needed glasses because they look cool.
And now look at you. Yeah. Still haven't made it.
So
I'm just thinking that I might just rock into, like, you know, little kids rocking up to the mum going, oh, it's dead.
No,
it don't work this way.
You 100% would get robotic limbs because it would mean you'd have to do less effort.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could get robotic legs to carry you around so you could just sit with your big fat torso on top of it, like,
I get low key anxiety when my phone's about to die. I don't know about like, oh, my fucking arm's losing charge.
Why are you not worried about your body dying? Like, that's the thing that's most at
risk.
It's
on 30% of its charging.
If there was like a thing,
put it on
my...
battery saver. Battery saver.
Really?
Battery saver.
Battery saver.
That's good.
Thanks, mate.
And
it's not good. Don't give him that. Don't give him battery saver. Make him work harder. Make him work
you
more.
Should
you work
harder.
Harder, you fat cunt.
I was going to say, irony.
This
runs in the family. No one runs in your family.
I don't know why we had all of you on together at the same time. This is a toxic podcast.
Oh, anyway, so to complete the point, Chris Benoit murdered his whole family, then killed himself.
Right.
Yeah.
I still don't know if that's real.
No, that one is actually real. And genuinely, and I know after all these lies, it's now very hard to believe us. He killed his kids using his finishing move, the crippler crossface, where he like strangled them with it.
Wow.
That's genuinely
Like he's sort of like... basically bench.
But the thing is, you know it's going to work. You're going to use it, right? Yeah. You're not going to use it.
See, it's not always fake, mate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, to clarify the joke that we made 11 minutes ago.
You need a referee at all times.
Yeah, they'd be like lifting up their kids' arms three times to see if on the third one they hulk up.
When someone discovered his family, they went, oh my God!
By God, JR! The child is decimated! He is broken in half! As God is my witness!
He comes back in the room, the kid's like,
is there a glass smash in the other room? By God, it's stone cold!
Kids are chair,
kids are stone cold.
Chair. You can't take me.
Did you say kids are stone cold?
Yeah, when they got found, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Wow.
Right.
All the lights go off, the Undertaker's coming.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus.
Boom.
So you two did a lot of work in Australia together.
Work's a strong word, but we hung out a lot in Australia.
Me and Jenny have done 2 gigs together this week. With Surely. And then we did another one at... The fucking Salford Uni.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
To Britain's best and brightest.
Is that a lovely Dan Tiernan's gig?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I've done it that a few times. I imagine you went down brilliantly. You're exactly what students
What did you
today.
Say to me before
genuinely,
you went on?
Genuinely did, because students now, like young students nowadays, they fucking love dark humour.
Yeah.
Everyone always has done.
There was that thing where people were like, it's problematic.
Yeah, no, but they weren't everyone.
There was a great bit when you came on stage and you were like, "Wait, I'm trans." Like, usually in you were saying in like clubs, people are like, "Whoa, hey. What?" And then at this uni, they were like, "Yeah, there's like three of us in the audience."
Yeah something about like when I'm trans, I was like, "Fuck."
You're like
surfing that energy normally, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I do, because people feel uncomfortable around trans, because it's still like I said before, like a murky subject. It's not murky, but you know what I mean? Some people don't know how to act around it, some don't. And I just go in on that hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can get a good 10 minutes out of that.
It's beautiful.
2 seconds, I was fucking done. Oh, no, I've got to do material. I've got to work this crowd. Yeah. And I found it hard. But then I picked up the guitar, did a really dark song, and they all went, yeah.
That's great.
Like, what?
Yeah. But like, that's one of the things I love watching with you, is like when we'll be gigging in some like rough ass place, it'll be some, you know, like working men's club near Bury or something. And it'll come out and like there'll be a bunch of like big fucking silverback blokes going, "Oh, bloody hell, what's this? What's going on? Oh no, bloody hell." And by the end they are like standing ovation, they're crying, laughing, they're like, "Ha ha ha ha." It's beautiful watching it happen, you know.
Let's all laugh at the tranny.
Oh god.
Let's all laugh as she goes bye.
Jenny started singing this song around Perth, right, to herself, like singing that song, right, and then that got stuck in my head, right, and I was...
Oh, that's
it's
dangerous.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. It's so good.
So I've got that, and I'm just like wandering around setting up my venue going, "Let's all laugh at this," and like, I've got to stop this. I can't sing this out loud.
It's not the best earworm, is it?
No, but it got in their fucking dick.
Because the idea of it, I was going to try and write a show like The Producers, you know, where it's like... Hitler of Germany.
Yeah.
But like, in the same sort of vein where we laugh at trans people, but no, we're laughing with the absurdity of how we get treated.
And that's
the opening salvo of loads of singers and dancers. So in my head, when I was in Australia, I was doing all the parts. The Perth Mess Hall's got a big bit in the middle where everyone's drinking. I'm going, "Let's all laugh at the..."
I actually love that idea. I love
it's
as well,
good,
like, a chorus of can-can dancers.
Yeah.
And every time they kick, a dick flops out.
Well, that is, it's like the absurdity of what people think trans people are. Let's just ramp that up.
Yeah,
that's what I would like to write. If anyone can help, that's brilliant. But yeah,
sounds like an expensive fucking idea.
I'll tell you what, we have all sorts listening to this podcast, but theatre producers.
Yeah. You never know.
We're thin on the ground with those, to be honest.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's a big fan, isn't he?
Yeah. I thought you were thin on the ground with inviting me, but you know.
Do you want anyone who works in a pub kitchen, because we've got shitloads of them watching.
Nice.
A lot of lorry drivers.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Bad tattoo artists. We've got tons of them.
Yeah. I was going to get a tattoo in Perth when I was with you lot, because you had bad tattoos, didn't you?
Great tattoos I got. I got them.
Rubber
chicken.
That's brilliant.
No, Roscoe's got a ghost.
That's right. And Lou.
Yeah.
Comedian. So.
Yeah. Oh, guys, Perth must have been amazing.
So
we did have a great time, mate.
Off, it was
good. being allowed into Australia is pretty class. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh,
how about you go fuck yourself? Mm.
Can you not get in?
No, he could get in. It was just I
pissed someone off.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't like, wanted. Not like me. Not like me.
We had this conversation already. I know who it was.
Yeah. And like, it's very, very funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, because I went to Australia and he didn't. And it was very funny. Because we had a great time. We had a really brilliant time. Really fun.
I don't know. Are you vegan as well? Because.
How many vegan burgers do you think he's fucking eating?
Just the buns.
Yeah. You don't get that fat without butter, mate.
We all congregated around this place called Lord of the Fries.
Yeah.
And the vegan stuff was so good.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably good.
I would not eat any vegan-based things.
Yeah. Well, we're getting all the non-vegans were coming with us. It's that good.
No, the food
in Perth is that bad. That like the one good place, even though it's vegan, people are like, all right. Well, now shout out Uncle Billy's, actually. The Chinese is dope. It's a really good late night.
Chinese place called Uncle Billy's.
Yeah, and it's open really late. And I'd go with Chris Shin, who in fact is coming over to the UK. We should get on here. He's a good lad, very funny. And he's a Korean-Australian. So he speaks like their language, and he would like
Korean.
No, but he also speaks a bit
Australian.
Of that Asian. Yeah, he goes in and goes, "G'day, Cobber." No, like he'd go in and he'd speak all Asian to them, and then we get a great.
He'll speak all Asian,
like, nice. And then like suddenly all food starts appearing.
Speak
it's amazing,
like Ignacio, when he comes in, does his Spanish bit, and then just bangs a bit of Welsh out.
Yeah. Oh, but he's doing that in a restaurant at 2 a.m. class.
I think speaking another language is low-key unimpressive.
Right.
Do you know what
Can
I
you do it?
We mm-hmm. Monsieur.
Mm-hmm. Go with a break.
Yep. Je voudrais un pamplemousse. See me play.
No, you don't.
Je ne parle pas.
Say, I would like a bacon sandwich because I'm a big fat cunt.
Je voudrais.
I would like 18 hash browns, please.
Je voudrais. No.
Dix-sept.
No, dix-huit.
Sorry, I said 18.
Fucking idiot.
I thought I'd said 17. Sorry. I apologise. All right, dix-huit then.
Je voudrais dix-huit. Brune de hash.
Brune de hash.
Yeah,
that's a city, doesn't it?
That's a
what a midfielder.
See replay.
Yeah, it depends. If you've learned one, I think
pourquoi because je suis, I am,
yeah,
un, yeah, grand,
yeah. I think you'd say grand afterwards, would you not? Like you'd put it the other way around. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Grand. No, it depends whereabouts Spanish, in France you're from. Yeah.
You know what? You're right. This is unimpressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad you said it, Christ.
It's dull as fuck.
It depends. Obviously, if you've grown up speaking both languages, you're just lucky. Like, I think that's, you know, that's just an accident of birth. But like, I think learning languages is hard, and I think it's impressive. And if someone can speak like, you know, when like Arsene Wenger can speak like seven languages, that's fucking impressive.
If you could speak any other language,
I really want to speak like a random language, like. How amazing
Inuit.
Would it be? No, like
Inuit.
Not that random, right?
Yeah. How often does it snow?
Yeah.
It's on Duolingo. It comes up every now and again. It says like so many people around the world are speaking Inuit.
That's well, just don't bother. Like
what a waste.
No,
of time.
I want to.
That is honestly that is one step away from learning Klingon.
Yeah, I want to. Or like what? Elvish from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's almost a fantasy language because seven people speak Inuit.
Yeah.
I think Inuit is a racial slur, isn't it?
No, Eskimo is a racial slur.
No, it's not. Inuit it's not a racial slur. It's that it's just not accurate. Like, but there is
I
a thing
Eskimo
where
wasn't.
Like no, because like people corrected from Eskimo to Inuit, but all Inuits are Eskimos, but not all Eskimos are Inuits. It's just a different type of group.
Okay.
It's like a subdivision.
All Inuits are Eskimos,
yeah.
But not. This feels like a fucking
so what's the
riddle
language
at a GCSE
called,
fucking.
I don't know.
Right. Not all.
I think there's all different languages. Eskimos. I think it's quite regional. I would like to speak like an Asian language, like whatever my neighbours are speaking.
Like Mandarin?
No, no, like other type of Asian.
Like Bangladesh.
So you know what those little boys are saying before you fuck them?
Like, how long has it taken to get
just,
to that job?
He just needs to learn the word no.
Yeah.
And then go, no.
I don't think they do that. I don't think they're sassy like... about being fucked up the ass. No.
Now, if anything, that's a come on.
Yeah. But like
well, tell you what else has got to come on.
But like Arabic or something like that. Like
your
it's just like one of the languages people around me speak. Just because I think it'd be really funny when people slip into their own language to join in because it'd freak them out.
Yeah,
I know they're
then,
saying stuff about me sometimes.
But then, here's the thing. You do that once, they'd be impressed.
Yeah.
And then you realise that they'd try and strike up conversation with you every day. You'd have to talk to your neighbours.
Yeah, I like how talking to people.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a weird psychopath like you. I talk to people.
Oh, really?
In my day-to-day life.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to unlearn English just to help with it?
Honestly, if I was a mute, I wouldn't be asked. Apart from this and comedy,
it would vastly improve this podcast. If you just sat there taking the abuse silently.
Just looking sad.
Yeah, just like a big fat pinata.
Just doing that like your little Bangladeshi child.
No.
Freddie, surely you'd prefer to be deaf. I think you still give you off your shitty opinions, well, but you don't have to hear anything everyone else's.
Well, I am a little bit deaf. So,
surprise.
I should really have like some sort of hearing aid, but I don't want it to interfere with me smashing puss. So.
Right,
Yeah.
Okay, because that's going to be the thing that puts people off.
Exactly. People are like, I would, as long as he can hear well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're such a good
nose don't count if you don't hear them.
I wonder if that's actually a defence.
It's not a defence, obviously.
If you're a deaf person.
No, but if you were like, I thought she was into it and I couldn't hear and she didn't know sign language.
No.
I had earmuffs on.
No.
So I was listening to a podcast.
is that good? You crack on.
We've had people shag to this podcast, lesbians no less. Yeah. Women rubbing their fannies together.
Mind
to this.
You though, I think that you'd
You'd start a fire.
I hope they were a little less dry than that, to be honest. If you're starting a fire, you've got problems. Using your pubes like kindling.
But I think that you'd have to. I think if you were going to fuck 20 podcasts, this would be up there.
No, this is one of the least sexy things you could possibly listen to.
I reckon like something narrated by Ira Glass would be just.
Mate, you're fucked up.
This American Life, a fucking Freakonomics.
This American Life.
You wouldn't be able to fucking shag to that. At least with this, it's like, death.
I just wanked to Sword and Scale, just listening to recordings of Mother.
Sword and Scale's amazing.
What's Sword and Scale?
I don't. It's like a true crime podcast, but it's like, it's too, like.
Not Sword and Scale.
What we
Case File.
Right.
What we are to comedy, Sword and Scale is to.
It's non-profitable.
Yeah. It's like. I listened to it for a bit, but then there was one bit where they played a 15-minute long phone call of a woman who's just found her dead child. I was like, why are we listening to this? Why is this even being brought? It's not.
No,
that.
It is. It's not,
no,
that,
no. Look, the case might be interesting and the stuff around it might be interesting. I don't need to listen to a grieving mother for 15 minutes.
Oh, I do.
A minute.
I need that in so I can... Come. I need that.
I was saying, you're still shagging to a podcast, aren't you?
I need that in so that I can feel the emotion. Do you know what I mean?
You don't feel the emotion anyway.
No, but I can feel that, like, I'm like, all right, okay, I get that this is important. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you just tell me someone's kids died and I've got that.
The worst Sword and Scale one. Is why are you looking really upset?
Because you're a psychopath.
What do you mean?
His trousers causes a psychopath.
I'm just interested to hear, and I'm not taking that about my trousers. These are nice grey joggers.
They're not, they're brown.
Do you know what I was imagining,
brown.
Right?
If they were grey, we've got problems.
I've been looking at them trousers, right? Because they're in my view.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking that's just not sexy when you pull them down and it's like just a brown. Mess.
Well, funnily enough, Jenny, I didn't dress to be objectified by you.
I was just thinking of the lower half, not the top half. The top half's scary, mate. Fucking hell. They're just like, do you know Waynette Slob and that? They wear the brown.
They look like a puppet's trousers.
Yes, they do.
You look like a Dolmio man.
Slightly don't fit.
Every day's Dolmio day for Freddie. Tell you what, I fucking hate those Dolmio puppets. Tell you what freaks me out about them. It's the combination of real food and a puppet.
Yeah.
Right, either have puppet food or real people.
Yeah, so when they put cartoons on film.
Yeah, they start mashing this spaghetti into this puppet's furry mouth.
Sorry, are you suggesting that they have real food, real people and puppet food?
Yes.
To sell Dolmio?
No, I'm suggesting you choose one or the other lane, right?
You give
the puppets puppet spaghetti.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because after every take, you got to wash your puppets and start again.
I don't think it's the washing bit. It's just a natural.
Yeah, it's an affront against God.
Yes. Yeah.
And you'd know all about that.
Yeah. Don't know what that means. What? Well, because God hates me as a trans person. There Did I go. Tell you on the way home, on the flight home, I was sat next to a preacher.
Yeah, did it work?
No. He went asleep. After two
Is that,
and a half,
I'm not even bothering with that.
After 2.5 hours, he's talking to me, trying to tell me about God and this a lot. And I just kept saying to him, well, what do you think, though, about me? And he was like, I'm all right with it, but God probably isn't. And I'm like, what? You're just blaming someone else.
Yeah,
disagree with God. If you're like that much into God, don't be like, well, I don't understand. We both like different things.
I don't understand.
Opposites attract.
I don't really understand the way religion works, but he was saying that the temple or the kingdom of God is perfect. And for you to accept it into your body, you have to be perfect. And I'm like, I'm far from perfect, man. Yeah. And this isn't the thing that's going to make me perfect. Probably the shit goes on in my head. That's
going to be the worry.
That's going to be where he's going to come in. Not that podcast, no. I'm out.
But surely it makes more sense that, like, and this is the thing that I've always thought was stupid about religion and stuff like that. Surely it makes more sense that God probably isn't asked who you fuck and is more asked about what you do. Like, if you're a gay person that... I said that with too much malice.
Yeah, you really smack gay out.
If you're a gay person, one of them. But you, like, live a really good, pious, you know, beautiful life, and you help people and you're just nice, surely that's of more value than a straight guy who's a murderer. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they both go to hell.
Yeah, don't think they're, yeah, they're not pro-murder.
Yeah.
Like, what a party it's going to be out there.
I just say, why did God make you trans then? Because, you know, God made you,
course,
and if he's
yeah.
perfect and all-knowing and all-powerful and can choose absolutely anything, why yeah. would he make you that
well,
if it's bad?
My thing is, right, if God is real, why didn't he just give me tits?
Yeah, exactly. Help me out, fella.
Exactly. Throw me a fucking bone. Believe you. Both.
Get rid of one.
But, well, yeah, exactly.
Believe you me, like... Jenny, they're not all they're cracked up to be.
If yours are cracked, you've got problems, mate. Yeah.
I think you two just got mixed up. Freddie got two persons worth of tits.
Do you know, like, he got that bit that I need.
Yeah.
You know, when they got the three match, like.
Yeah, yeah, like book. A kid's book. Yeah.
The new fucking legs you've got, mate. Gonna give them their trousers back.
I don't know how it always comes back to me.
Just always at some point it will deviate into a you being fat. It's because of your gravity. It sucks us in. We try and go past you.
You're all right out there on the fringes of the solar system.
Orbiting.
Yeah, just looking
fucking
in.
Neptune over there. Where I've got fucking Mercury and
Venus. I was originally on the end of that seat and I've just been pulled in. By the end of it, I'm going to be leaning over the fucking thing.
By the time you're sat on my knee, that's when we know to end the pod.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if the trousers are down.
I've sent some stuff in, Tom. I've been saving some stuff up. It's in the emails, mate.
I have got mad fucking heartburn this morning.
Why?
I ate fruit.
What could you possibly have done?
I ate fruit for the first time in ages this morning.
What did you eat?
Well, sorry.
Pamplemousse.
So I had, un pamplemousse. See me play. I've had 17 Brunder Hash.
Maybe it's not sent. Maybe I sent it to the wrong place.
I had,
it's all right, don't worry about it.
I had some...
Freddie also had some links. I'll resend it to the right
I had
email.
Some raspberries, and I had some banana, and I had some yogurt, and I had some muesli, and I mushed it all up together to create some sort of like...
Muesli. That's what that's called when you mix all that stuff up.
Okay. Well, it looked like grouting by the time I'd finished.
Right.
And then I had it, and it's just sat weird on my heart.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to, like, get used to fruit. I think you're going to have to, like, you know, work yourself up to it, like, a little bit at a time.
If I do eat more fruit, then it might save my life. And speaking of which...
Freddy's segue!
He's got a segue like a big fat cunt.
Let's all laugh at the segue.
Let's all laugh at the fat cunt.
Is that why you like segue so much? Because you don't like walking?
If you could have your legs replaced with segue wheels, would you do it?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Wow. Yeah. I can imagine just
which
leaning
for you is
down
very
the
jittery.
Do you know what as well is I'd lose the height and I'd just have wheels at the knee.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even be arsed. I'd just,
why,
just
why
have
at
your
the
gut
knee?
Dragging on the ground.
Get rid of the whole get him on your neck, just like a little head.
A little fucking crang over
what was eating that? Crumbs off the floor.
What was that carpet with the head from the Boosh?
Yeah.
That's what
we should do. We need something stronger than a carpet to keep this up.
We had an email
pallet truck.
We had an email from a person who wishes to remain anonymous. Yeah. To all at Dead Men Talking. You might need to make that a bit bigger for us, Tom.
Can you not read that?
What, sorry?
Ooh, get your eyes checked.
I can,
tested,
but
mate.
It's a little
get
bit
some
of
expensive
a
expensive glasses.
Yeah, get your eyes checked, mate. I can read that easily. Easily.
Glaucoma.
What have you done?
Tom,
go to the top of the thing.
Top of the thing.
Top of the thing.
No,
go to the URL
moron.
Bar.
In the fucking browser.
Right, go across to the right, to the where it says update, go to the three buttons next to that, the three little dots next to update.
Left a bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Click that, and then down to the zoom.
There we go.
You fucking spanner.
I don't know. He doesn't know how to
it's
do it.
It's insane, isn't it? It's honestly like my fucking grandma, and we pay him to use the computer.
He's like a bloody mastermind behind that fucking chair, and he can't do anything.
I know, this is it. He looks so professional. We set him up with this desk with all his lights flashing and buttons and that, and he doesn't know what a single one of them does.
It's all about appearances, baby.
It's like everyone can see in the background those lights flickering, like it looks like, you know, you're moderating the levels. You don't know.
This is a toy mouse.
Please,
that's
mister.
That's not even his real arm.
I'd love to work for Dead Men Talking, but can we have some of the flashing lights behind me, please?
Wow, do we get to go on all these buttons? I get my own seat.
This is how technical I am. The only bit that I really understand is this pencil.
God, like, you're not epileptic.
To all at Dead Men Talking, and this is an email that we received.
Oh, okay, yes.
To all at Dead Men Talking, I want to say a big thank you to all for making things so much better for me. Short backstory. Near the start of COVID, I made a big decision to change my job in an engineering company that I worked 11 years for. This bit's boring.
He was sad about his job.
He was sad about his job and he quit it. Anyway, go down to the bit where his wife killed loads of babies.
Maybe he was sad because he was uninteresting.
Here we go. All this going on put me into a horrible depression, feeling like I wasn't the man or provider I promised my wife I was. Also, during this time, my wife...
Yeah, you should never promise women anything. Keep their expectations low.
Oi. Exactly. Exactly. If they don't flinch, they don't respect you.
Not what I was saying at all.
I know. Such a different dynamic as it crossed the room.
Yeah.
I think we're saying the same thing. We're on the same page.
No, we're not.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We are. Yeah, we are. We say the same thing, just in slightly different languages.
God, if you could be asked to do more domestic abuse, you'd be a real problem.
I was going to say, in slight... Yeah, go on.
So, all you need to do to avoid domestic abuse from me is just make sure that you're away from arm's length of the sofa.
Yeah. So, one of these days I'll stand up.
Damn it.
I'll grab his stick.
Just pull your trousers down.
That's why I say, you can say anything to Freddie as long as you're this far away.
Yeah.
Or up one stair.
Right. Okay, anyway, so this bloke's sad. He had a bad job, whatever. All this going on put me into a horrible depression, feel like I wasn't the man or provider I promised my wife I was. Also, during this time, my wife and I were trying to get pregnant and have since suffered with two miscarriages and an ectopic pregnancy. This causing more struggle, especially for her, meaning I had to buck up and be the strong one for both of us, so my emotions and issues got put on the back burner.
Wah, cry, cry, cry.
Do you know what? Hold on, I must say here, you are definitely one ear, because that was well loud.
Yeah.
When he starts reading things out, he just fucking goes to another volume, doesn't he?
Yeah. Also, it's my way of my way of faking empathy.
Yeah.
It's just
the town crier genes that are clearly within him.
Oh, so when you say...
Hear ye! She's killed another baby! Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding!
There's only one town crier around here, and it's fucking this guy.
Do you reckon when they bury babies, they use a shovel or a trowel?
I think probably still a shovel.
Why would they why do they use a trowel? You're not burying a frog.
Yeah. Plus, they're not burying the baby. It's a pregnancy. It's probably just drain.
You don't like bury an abortion.
Just flush it.
Yeah.
No, you don't. What do you do with an abortion?
Just throw it at the wall. Dunk.
That's how they make Jackson Pollocks.
Yeah.
That could probably be an art installation, couldn't it?
What, baby on the wall?
Yeah. I wouldn't call it that, though. There's a bar in Manchester called that.
Where we filmed Taskmaster, which you can go and see.
You gaffer tape one to the wall like that banana.
Do you know what?
Here's a question. If you were going to gaffer tape a baby to a wall, how would you do it so it didn't look like you were, you know... Because if you gaffer tapes its mouth...
You said you know there and I don't, you know.
No, I was thinking...
If you gaffer tapes its mouth, I think that's just a bit weird.
Oh, but gaffer taping a baby to a wall is normal.
No, I
would have gone under its arms like a
papoose.
Well,
papoose. No, why don't you like use that no more nails as a test?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Then you could have it tape free.
Yeah, and it'd look all happy and stuff.
You could call the installation No More Childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. If only they had that in the crucifixion.
Yeah. Just get a big staple gun and just put one right through its chest.
Is a baby dead? Are you talking about dead
kids? I think so. Oh, yeah, right. If we're stapling it to a wall, mate, I hope so.
Oh, I thought we were sticking out of there so people could like, hey, hello.
Do you know what? Okay. Do you know what I think would be really
sweet,
funny?
Oh, sweet summer child.
if you prit sticked a dead baby to the wall. But you had to hold it in place for 30 seconds.
No, I tell you what would be. Do you know when you used to flip the prit stick up on the ceiling and then it would come down and lessen and people would be like, what? Yeah. If you did that with a baby...
That'd freak people
stick
out.
Stick it to the ceiling, you'd be sitting there like... Pff. Oh, God, it does exist. Yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah. Do it in a church just before a gay wedding. Fuck hell!
It's raining kids. No, let's not go there.
It'd take the end of a Carry up a notch, innit?
Do you know what's really funny?
I thought you made Carry On films. I'm like, Carry On, where's this gone?
Carry On, Carry, that's a film I want to see.
Oh, wow!
Topless Barbara Windsor covered in blood. Kenneth Williams like, oh!
Carry On Transitioning, goes, oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so this guy is going through a really bad time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We are in no way making light of it. He's losing two miscarriages.
He's losing babies like I lose my keys.
two miscarriages. One yeah. The next baby, he's got a fucking Apple tag on its little foot.
One of our biggest fans, this guy.
Yeah. So the problem that this guy's having basically is, you know, three dead babies and his house has only got four walls. Yeah. So there's one stuck on each.
And like to lose one baby looks like misfortune. To lose three looks like carelessness.
Fool me once, shame on me. Lose a baby three times, probably stop smoking.
Miscarry me once.
Well, maybe, I think maybe send the social services round.
Yeah. After a while, after all those miscarriages, do you reckon after a while you're just like, yeah, it feels dead, this one? Do you reckon, like, you get
you can
like,
tell.
Yeah.
You go around there, you open the cupboard, it's got no coat hanging.
All I know is I can tell when pasta's done just by feeling it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So as soon as the shag happens, you're like, that's a nine-weeker.
That's a nine-weeker.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
If that does make a baby, it's going to be dribbly.
When I came on here, I didn't think it was going to be this fucking dark, but I kind of like, it's fun, isn't it?
It is fun, isn't it? Yeah. Just but wallowing also, around.
Because it's comedy, you know, right?
Because we go on ridiculous flights of fancies, I do like the idea that somebody gets so upset that they're like, they joked about prit sticking babies to a wall. It's just, I don't think you'd be able to type
You should
out.
Never joke about prit stick.
I don't think that you'd be able to type that out without laughing at yourself.
Glue sniffing. It's a gateway drug.
Anyway, the reason that we're talking about this. I have spoken to people all about this since I haven't really been able to talk.
Do you want to try that again?
I have spoken to people about all this since, but I haven't really been able to be my old fun self again until I discovered your podcast.
He's back. Back to the doldrums, baby.
Misery.
Oh, I'm sad
fun
again.
Fun while it lasted.
We're the only thing keeping it together and we've fucking pied him off for ages.
Your dark humour and outlook on current topics made me come out of the little shell I made to the point that my wife now says that she has her husband back again. Oh, I'm not sure why, but...
Gay?
I was going to say, what's he doing coming back round?
I'm not sure why, but sitting and watching the videos and listening to the jokes and banter has helped break the walls down, and that I owe you all a debt of gratitude. Make sure you're a Patreon then.
There's quite a simple way to repay
exactly.
that.
He's not a £10 patron, I know that for sure.
Is he not? No. Come on, mate. It's not like you're spending that extra dosh on baby clothes, is it?
Wow.
It's true.
Wow. You're saving a fortune on formula. Come on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lads, oh, come on, childcare is well expensive.
And their shoes, they grow out of them instantly.
Exactly, yeah.
You're buying expensive like Adidas trainers, like 40, 50, yeah. These ain't.
We're only asking for a tenner a month.
Sponsor a child.
I'm now happy, healthy, and out enjoying life again. and out enjoying my life again with a successful promotion from dealing with customers, their accounts team, blah, 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 yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Go down again. It says, please feel free to mention this on the email, as I want other men who are going through hard times to know that there is always something out there to help them through it.
Yeah, if you're going through similar, why don't you email it as well?
Yeah, us. We really demonstrate that there's always a kind, compassionate ear waiting to hear.
Whether it be friends, family, loved ones, or even a podcast led by the comedic gems that are Freddie Quinn and Rob Mulholland, which
not,
is all the
did not
the
mention me.
No.
Well, I get that.
Because you're not a comedic gem. You're a little gem.
Midget gem.
Midget gem. You're not allowed to say that.
Anyway, so that was the email that we received. It was very nice. And we emailed back with 2 miscarriages and an ectopic pregnancy. Christ, you two have killed more babies than Lucy Letby.
Because we can't do anything nice.
We did put a PS
we
in our series.
Have anything
we
nice.
Do like genuinely, obviously, that's fucking ace to ear. Like,
what about
like,
the babies?
About all the dead babies, I'm delighted. No. About like the, you
I'm
know,
gonna go to that installation. People.
No, it is genuinely fucking nice, you know. Yeah. Like, because we didn't set this up to try and help people. It's like the exact opposite, if anything.
Yeah, it's very nice. It is very nice that this has helped somebody in a way that's actually meaningful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's going to be really helpful when we get in trouble for loads of shit. We go, look, we sorted this fucking child murderer out.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us off.
Why aren't you sharing
the one case of good you've done and ignore...
Yeah. We're going to go for the Jimmy Savile defence. We've done a lot of charity work.
I don't think us talking about that email, though, is going to make a good defence.
As long as that clip doesn't come up, we're fine.
Can I ask you, right, genuine question that's come off the back of this. Yeah. If you really want a child... How many miscarriages before you go, let's just stop?
I'll be honest, I'm not that into having kids anyway. No. Like, I'd be out at one. Like, I'd be like, look, it's not meant to be, love.
Yeah.
I agree with that, yeah. But then again, some people really want kids and there's lots of different ways to go through it. So.
Yeah. Like, stealing
I'm
one?
I'm quite up for adopting.
Madeleine McCann.
I've got a line about that.
No.
Like, I am, like, look, like, we're going to have, like, a biological one, but then, like, me and the missus have discussed maybe, yeah.
Adopting?
We've got a rescue dog. Why not have a rescue baby?
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Look how shit your dog is, though.
I love my dog. Get fucked.
Yeah.
You might love it, but you don't want a shit kid.
You don't want a kid with a milky eye, do you?
But, like, if I have one that's genetically mine, it's going to be shit. I've got fucking, like, I'm mental, I've got psoriasis, I'll have a flaky little long kid, you know, I might as well roll the dice on someone else's genetics, innit?
I think if you get an adopted kid, though, they're probably going to be shit, otherwise it wouldn't be for adoption, would they?
No.
No one gives away a good kid.
No.
Yeah. I could fix I'm all right with
heroin
the fixer-upper.
Addicts.
How would you decide, let's say you wanted a kid,
yeah.
You get to the orphanage,
yeah.
They're all singing A Hard Knock Life.
Right.
When you get there, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Every orphanage when you go there, they have to sing it.
Yeah.
It's like New Zealand where they do the haka.
Yeah.
They do that, but Hard Knock Life.
Right.
You get there.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, do they do Hard Knock Life, but as the haka?
Go.
It's on, it's on, it's on a life.
For us. You don't want them like that.
Yeah.
So, what do
wait till we get home.
What do you look for? Would you look for certain characteristics or certain things in an adopted
I think
child?
What I'd just do is I'd use my dick like a dowsing rod.
Whoa.
And just whichever one it twitches near, that's the one we're getting.
You know, I thought you were going near. I didn't mean you were going in. Were you going in? Yeah.
Fucking
hell. Wow. The twitch test.
Imagine.
The twitch test.
Imagine if Oliver Warbucks did that. In Annie.
So you'd be like, you'd be going along and then you'd stop.
Yeah.
No.
No, but ideally.
And then you'd go back.
ideally, I'd get a baby, so you wouldn't really know the characteristics. You just got to roll the dice in it on a baby. You don't really, they don't really have a personality yet.
Yeah.
That's what everyone else does.
Yeah, you just got to roll the dice in it. And like,
I'd make them fight, and the winner, that's her takeover. Right, don't want like, a mad ass baby.
What, like fucking Candyland in Django Unchained?
Yeah, exactly like that.
But you say that.
Like the Hunger Games.
You say that. Bring it around to my situation. If you could have tits, would you just take any pair of tits, or would you want the specific
I'll
you wanted?
Take any tits. So
in this situation I have to have tits.
You want tits.
No, I wouldn't just take any. Although, to be fair, that's very much my
attitude.
It's very much my attitude towards tits, though. Is like, whilst you know there are, you know, that I might have preferences, all of them are great.
They are. All tits are amazing.
So what about this?
Nearly all.
Let's say, you had to have tits on your body, and I give you a choice of two.
On your body, I'll have them on my ears, mate.
I give you a choice of two. They have to be on your chest, like tits are, right? You have a choice of two
That's
donors.
What I guessed where they would be. Exactly.
Two donors, right? The first donor is a 21-year-old Swedish supermodel with double D tits that are, you know,
lovely tits.
And the second one is a 58-year-old Filipino woman with B cups.
Right. You've really not factored my preferences into this. Give me the Filipino ladies. I want those nipples like monkey thumbs.
What about if you had one of each?
I don't know if that's problematic.
I feel like I'd be...
Thick and strong is what I meant.
Right. I thought you meant you could make a wish on one.
I feel like I'd be depriving the world of this beautiful Swedish woman, though. I'd feel guilty on... Everyone else.
She's already dead in a skiing accident.
Oh,
she's donating
dead.
Her tits, mate. Yeah. So you're actually bringing those tits back to life, if anything.
Oh, yeah, go for them then.
Give them a new leash.
Yeah. You with double D's, though, on your tiny little body.
Topple over.
Well,
you bounce right back up.
This is a problem for women, you know. Yeah. Double D's do appear on smaller women, and it fucking fucks your back, fucks your.
Looks cousin. Class, though.
Of course it does.
Oh, do you know what?
He's off in a little...
There is secretly nothing sexier than like a short woman with a bit of a plumpness.
Yeah.
I picked my adjective
mildly
wrong,
attractive.
Like plumpness. Do you know what I mean? Like a nice round bum and like...
Yeah. Just reminds you of a meatball.
What?
Just anything that reminds you of a meatball.
He doesn't want the... No.
I've said this many times. I'm more of a fan of small tits anyway. I like B cup and below. I don't like big.
You
fat
can
tits.
Borrow mine if you want. Yeah. They come out.
Yeah, he's like, I've got enough fat tits
out?
For the both of us.
They're not real. Yeah, I'm growing mine underneath.
Oh, really?
They'll come out like a chrysalis one day. Hello.
I assume that they were real. They're that convincing.
I took one out once at a gig and it did not get a laugh. People were just like,
is it a fillet then?
What? Yeah, if you look online, because they're on eBay, like 12 quid for a pair.
12 quid?
Yeah, something like 12, 30.
Buying some right now.
Exactly.
Get those ones that Gazza had.
They're like vasectomy.
What, they call?
From their mastectomy.
Right, like
implants kind of thing.
Okay. So do they slip into a bra or do you stick them on in the morning?
Yeah, just stick them in your bra.
Oh.
Why are you going to eBay? Why are you trying to get second-hand ones?
Why are you bidding
that's
on your
tits? That's it, silicone breast implant. That's it, cross-dressing.
She said they're on eBay.
That's right, yeah.
There we go.
I accidentally bought tanned ones because I thought, hey, they'd be
you bought black tits.
They look like ears.
They look like ears,
No, yeah, I did bought sort of Mediterranean.
Do you know what? I genuinely assumed that... tits would be more expensive. I thought they'd be.
I know, like, just like.
That's women... him. That's why I bought the ones at the bottom.
Right, yeah, those are too dark for you, yeah. But, like, you know, I've had it where, like, you know, you go back to a girl's house and suddenly the tits disappear when the bra comes off, you know?
11 quid.
But, like I say, I prefer smaller boobs. You know, I don't. Yeah. I think big, hefty, fat mammaries. Just.
I like those tig old bitties. Like, let's go.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah.
I think they're a bit like...
Again, not all. Most, but not all.
Oh, mate, I love all tits.
Nah.
All tits?
Oh, yeah.
What about the cross-eyed ones?
Yeah.
Or what about those ones
where... They're
the
best ones, if they've got character.
What about where they look like a half-blown-up balloon where it sort of popped off at a weird time? You know, where the nipple's really, like, long and puffy, like they've been under a suction cup.
What about Gail Platt's? Have you seen that picture of Gail Platt with her tits
What about...
I have not seen Gail Platt with her tits out.
Have you not?
What about...
But let me into a little, another little world.
Hold on.
What about the ones...
Let's just look at Gail Platt's tits for a second.
So look at Gail Platt's tits.
I love it when they put her up as E.T.
You're not going to get it on Google Images, mate. You're going to have to, like... You might have to go to the...
Also, Gail Platt boobs. Look at...
fucking 6-year-old.
What's wrong with
such an amateur?
What's topless?
Exactly.
What's wrong with Gail?
Know your search.
Gail Platt's tits.
Just Gail Platt looks like a lasagna. It's one of those.
Was it?
That was what I said there. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? Why are you on Twitter? Why is this? Why are you Googling? Why have you Gail got onto Platt? Topless on
stage. Maybe like Google what her name is rather than the character
name. I don't know what her name is.
Well, you can put. You're on a computer. You fucking idiot.
I don't know how to use it.
He just.
Hey!
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I can't see how they're.
Wow.
What's wrong with them?
She's got nipples like Adam Rose eyes.
I like them.
Yeah, that could be a lot worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The thing is, like, women have gravity as an enemy, men don't.
I mean, he does.
Well, I think everything's his enemy.
He also has his own gravity.
Waistbands.
Yeah.
People who book Australia.
Yeah. No, but like, you know, we have the same happening to our bollocks, you know, but bollocks start off looking minging. That's the difference.
They were already hanging down looking minging,
It wasn't like there were ever anyone's selling point.
Yeah, no one's ever going, look at his ugly bollocks.
You don't wear a push-up pair of pants, do you? You know, to like show them off more.
You can get them.
Yeah, I don't need that. Like, I don't need my bollocks shoving up. I don't think that's going to be a comfortable day.
I think tits come in so many different shapes, sizes, and so much happens to them that they get a bad rap, right?
A bad rap?
Your dick is a dick. Nothing really happens to it over time. It pretty much stays the fucking same. Well, I don't want to know about that. If you've got psoriasis, I'm out. Oh, can you imagine that flaky pastry sausage roll without a vegan one, obviously. But no, they get such a bad rap. If you've got like a tits hanging to the side, people are like, oh, I want that. They're amazing things. I love tits.
I do love tits as well. Big fan.
I'm getting to choose mine and I'm going to choose the best ones in the show.
You're going to go for massive?
No.
Yeah. No. Just going to go for quality.
Yeah.
What cup are you thinking?
They always say go one above what you want because otherwise you'll feel disappointed when you take the bandages off. So
I could see you with a C.
These are a B.
I could see you with a C cup.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think a C would sit nicely on you.
Do you know what the great thing there was? We had two reactions. I was doing this. Rob was just fucking straight in. You were trying not to look.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll happily look if you want to do it again.
Well, just look at that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've already
just
seen them on the screen.
Yeah. But yeah,
like a stress toy.
Yeah. Fidget. Yeah.
Fidget titties.
Fidget tit.
Oh, can you customise your nipples?
Yeah, I think. No, right. You use the same nipple. You use the
if
same
nipple. One of them, get a laser pen.
Oh, laser pen on one, bottle opener on the other.
Oh, mate,
bionic tits.
I was thinking blow darts, but fine.
Blow darts would be sick. Like a Bond gadget.
Just going to tweak my head.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing. You know, most people don't get to make that choice. So you get to work out where you want to go with it. Yeah.
Lighter?
A lighter. That would be called flame tits.
Yeah. It'd be annoying, though, because everyone at a party would be like...
Oh, yeah, but the thing is, when you get new tits, you want to show them off to everybody.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing. My mate had it done, and she was not sort of shy. And I went to a party. She'd not long had them done. I walked past the toilet. She went, get here! Dragged me in the toilet and went, look at these. I was like, oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah. I've had random drunk women be like, do you want to film a new fake tits?
I've had that before.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Never happens with non-fake tits.
No, because they're like, look at, like, because they've suddenly got tits, that's why. They're not like, you know, women with big tits are sick of having big tits because they've had them their whole life and they've had men like, yeah, yeah. But if the women haven't had the big tits and they've just got them, they want in on some of that, you know, and they're like, hey.
I'll tell you something else. When I first started in comedy, I was more of like a drag act because I hadn't come out, so I'd wig and high heel shoes, and people treat you differently. And I used to have these like much bigger like fillets, and people would say to me, like girls would go, oh, what are they? And we'd talk about them, and then they'd go, can I have a feel of what fake tits are like? And then I'd be like, yeah, and they'd be feeling my tits, and then they go, now compare them to mine, and then I'd feel their tits, but not in a sort of, in a kind of,
scientific way.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Because they assume you're a gay man.
Well, just not that, but tits are really different when you've got them on. They feel... Yeah. But anyway, I was gigging with a comedian once I won't say say his name, but he was like, oh, fucking hell, you're this, you're fucking that, rah rah. And we didn't get on well. And he walked into a room once, and me and this girl are feeling each other's tits, and he went, I get it now. And I'm like, it's not like that. He goes, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. And it's, you know, there is that kind of, again, it's like a grey area, because I want to know what's going
on.
Sure,
yeah.
And people with tits want to know what fake ones feel like. So we're serving
it's a
purpose
for each other.
It's like a
little swap for
each
other. Yeah. Show you mine, I'll show you yours.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Well, have you ever done that? You show me mine, I'll show you yours?
No, I do what you describe when I'm picking meat at the butcher's.
And he just goes, oh, fuck it, both of them.
Both steaks, please.
So you're in there going like this.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
I don't want that one.
Can I have a fillet steak? I can also fuck.
I've got a line where you normally say to guys, I don't know if you want to fight me or fuck me. Because that is how that blokes look at you.
Yeah. A little from column A, a little from column B. They just want to fuck you very aggressively.
Yeah. I want to fuck you. But
from
I
round the
fight.
Back.
Yeah.
And I always say it doesn't make you gay if you're the giver. So, you know.
Badoo, 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 badoo.
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's where you can get more of this shit. Oh, it's all the stuff that would get us in loads of trouble if we put it on YouTube. And if you've seen what we already do, you'll know that's pretty bad. So for £3 a month, you can keep this cunt in hash browns and they'll be happy. Give us £3, you fucking prick. If you'd like to get more from us, check us out on patreon.com/deadmentalkpod for £3 a month. Here's a little sample of the sort of hilarious bullshit you've been missing out on.
You're not smoking anymore. What's your stance on edibles?
Well,
because we've got you.
Find out.
So courtesy of Green Angel, shout out to them, friends of the pod. You've got yourself, this is a double strength crystal.
A beautiful double strength
I mean,
crystal.
I would say take off and then see how you go, but it's up to you.
The last edibles I had just didn't really touch the sides. Why not?
Can I be like, oh.
20 minutes later.
Match of Day's pointless now. Like, people watch everything online anyway. Who's staying up? Who's watching it at 10:30 to
hear
what
Gary,
Alan Shearer?
What's the difference? Why can't you do that here?
Okay, it is now 20 minutes that edible's kicked in.
I'm a bit serious. Why are you over there?
That's a good point, actually. Why am I over here?
What's the fucking difference?
Because otherwise we'll see his erection.
Yeah. Right, anyway,
because I've got the computers and shit. I've got to monitor all the audio and...
I've got a boner in an airport the other day. I was sitting there. I was in Milan Airport. Got a fucking boner.
What? Any particular reason?
It's gonna be so funny.
I don't know. I was like looking at my phone.
Come see us on tour. We're going on tour in May. We're going to be in London, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, and Glasgow. We're coming there. We're doing stand-up. It's going to be dead good fun. Come see us. You can get tickets now at deadmentalkpod.com. Last few remaining for everywhere. They're all on the way to selling out. So come see us. They're going to be a dead good time. Have you sent anything emails over?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Ages
a while ago, yeah. There we go.
Hey.
Thank you, by the way, for sending your sad email.
That's really nice. That's a fun
it was
problem,
lovely.
So, like,
right, can we watch Cell Phone to start with? I think this one's really fun. Right, what this is, right, this is a Serbian basketball player called Slobodan Jankovic, right? And let's just watch the video. Here we go. Just scroll down.
Slobodan Jankovic.
Now, he has a little temper tantrum in here that costs him quite dear.
An old video.
It's quite an old video. Can we move the mouse off from the middle of it? Cheers.
Okay, so it's basketball.
They're playing a bit of basketball. Right, and I'll point out where Slobodan is in a minute, you'll see him. Right, they just have a little bit of a game. Oh, he goes, and he's the one with the ball now, I believe. Look, he gets called for a foul, and he's not happy about it. Bang!
Whoa!
Oh.
So
he just headbutted the
wall. He goes to headbutt the wall in anger. He ends up, if you scroll up, We can pause that now because, like, we've seen the main moment. Yeah. He gave him permanent paralysis from the neck down.
Fucking what? Hell, he is slobbered on him now, isn't he?
Yeah. Slobbering Jankovic. Yeah, so, like, because he has that temper tantrum, he headbutts that board and instantly paralyses himself from
he
the neck down.
He must have hit like a part of the
it's
brain.
It's like concrete, yeah. So if we let rewind, we could watch him paralyse himself. Look, isn't that fun?
What?
Wow, isn't this like when...
Yeah, so it's just because he gets called for a foul in the middle of this, like, fucking Serbian basketball game. There he goes, he shoots, and he goes over here, and he's like, oh, fuck off, ref, bang! And watch, his hand doesn't work anymore.
Oh, look at his hand!
His hand's like that already. They try and get him up, but he is not moving ever again. Wow. Yeah.
Look at his leg as well. You see the way his leg's twisted.
Yeah. The sign, see.
There's all the blood.
You stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fight, a flight of fancy, wasn't it?
It was just like, I've had...
Oh, man.
Look, he's just floppy.
Oh, man.
I feel very
here we go, we get a slow-mo now. We're going to get a nice slow-mo of this.
Oh, my God.
So he gets called for a foul for that. It is a foul. So, you know,
that's
like,
not foul.
It also
I want to
was
live in
a
wheelchair
foul.
For rest of my life.
He's like, fuck you, ref.
He's really used his neck.
It wasn't slow, was it?
Nah, he throws his head.
That's like being hit by a car.
And a Duncan Ferguson style header.
Yeah.
Wow.
And look, I've had temper tantrums.
I don't think that tissue's going to work.
No, I think you're going to need something a bit stronger than that, lads.
Yeah. Luckily, they've got a bucket and some water.
Yeah, so they can drown him.
Yeah, I think we can leave it about there. Cheers. I just find it really funny having someone like... There's nothing funnier than someone's temper tantrum backfiring. I had a moment once...
Not like that, though.
I know, that is to another degree.
That's the extreme.
But like, when I used to work in a cafe once, I was having a big strop, right? As is my want, right? I was having a bad day. Right.
It's because of your ADHD.
Because of my ADHD, because I'm neurodivergent.
Yep, sister.
Yeah. So I went...
All of them nowadays.
I went into the office.
So moody because I ain't got it.
And I was like, just because he's not got anything interesting about him.
What have you got? Boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Just morbid obesity. Boring obesity, I call it.
I've got no excuse for my paedophilia. It's a callback to Tom Bins.
Yeah, slam that one in Tom Bins. Yeah, right. So I went into the office, right? I can't even remember what I was angry about, but someone had really pissed me off. I went into the office and there was a big plastic bin, like a massive dustbin, right? And I was fucking fuming. So I booted this bin and it bounced in a weird way where it hit the floor, then a fridge, and bounced up and smashed me clean in the face. It went ba-boing, ba-boing, right into my face, made my nose bleed, and I started pissing, laughing instantly. It really snapped me out of it because it was so funny.
Yeah.
I got the security footage as well.
Have
showed
you?
Mates.
Oh,
I don't have it anymore.
Oh,
I showed everyone in. I was like, yeah, afterwards. Because like stuff like that will instantly calm me down. If something funny happens when I'm in the middle of a rage.
So just to clarify, the next time that you get really upset, if I just get my dick out and slap you with it.
I mean, if you get your dick out, that'll be funny enough. As it is. I'd be like, look at that tiny little butter mushroom subsumed under a shelf of fat.
I'm a vegetarian, but no.
Subsumed under a shelf of fat. Why did you say it like it was in a fancy restaurant, like it was on the menu? A single tiny button mushroom subsumed under a shelf of fat.
This isn't just a dick, this is an M&S dick.
Sorry for being very eloquent.
I'll pass.
There's room for an eloquent comedian now Alfie's cancelled.
Has he been cancelled?
Nah, he has a bit, but like, you know, these things, it'll blow over.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I know about the black community, it's that they eventually forgive you for saying the N-word over and over and over again. Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon.
No, it's not going away, but he'll, you know, it's not
yeah,
like
I mean,
he's
I hope. I think
he'll just
people,
have to move over to that selection of comedians that have made money out of being cancelled.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever do that, though. It's not him.
Well, we discussed it on Patreon. We did a deep dive.
So if you want to see more of our actual opinions, get on Patreon.
Get on Patreon. But I think that it's one of those things that...
Yeah,
like,
it gives the fucking money.
People get really upset. The way that outrage works is it goes massive at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it just dies down over time.
Yeah, people move on to, because it's the same people doing the outrage and they come onto a new thing, they get a new target and sort of forget about the old ones.
Like
and
the sun.
Yeah, and it'll just, it will still be mentioned. There will be people who will be annoyed with him forever, and that's kind of fair enough. You know, if people are like, you know, fuck you for that. You know, that's the swing you make when you make those big swings.
Do you ever, especially like...
He will survive, he'll be back to gigging, he'll be...
Do you ever do that thing though, when there's like an outrage clip or whatever, do you ever have that moment where you go... Have we done worse?
Oh, like, you
know I
mean? Like no.
I don't ask. I just know.
This is it. I know
worse
we have.
Worse today?
Yeah.
You've got a little scale bike. Well, that's a two. No, we're up there. Still.
I really like the idea of like a load of childless mothers on the internet like going after us because we talked about sticking miscarriages to walls with pricks.
Wow.
But do you know what I mean, right? The thing for me is a comedy brain has to delve down into all of the areas to find... To find comedy, and not everyone obviously gets it, but Christ, your brain goes in. Well, from this podcast, it just fucks off down alleyways, and you're like, "How did we get here?" But it is funny.
That's where the funny is. Yeah. That's where the gold is. Yeah. You know, it's
not
really
for everyone, of course. But...
Yeah, well, we make this very clear. It's not for everyone. You know,
we don't jam it down people's throat. We're not going to clip up the babies getting.
This
stuck
that's
the
for you.
That's stick. Not going on TikTok. The bit about sticking babies to the wall.
But you
know?
Could put it on there with that tag. This isn't for you, and it would be watched by many more people.
Yeah, but then someone will just edit that bit out, and then
But you know, also I don't give a fuck.
So one of the links that you sent here in the email says, "Does Freddie have this?"
Oh yeah, it's a potential.
I'm presuming that this is a link to a big old dick, am I right?
It's a potential explanation for your neck.
Oh,
is what this is.
I didn't think.
Oh, I realised last night that I have the same neck as Steve Gribbin.
You do, yeah. Mm. So this is called made lung or mad lung disease, and I'm just wondering if this is what you have. If you keep scrolling down a little bit as well. So that's what you look like topless, isn't it?
Hey.
Just
them boobs,
tits.
Them boobs, no.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, the ones on the side of it coming out of his armpits.
Yeah, armpits.
What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's a glandular armpit thing, tits, isn't it? It's got to be a glandular.
Yeah, it's glandular, that.
I like how they've blanked out his eyes.
Yeah, like you wouldn't recognise him.
Not an immunity.
He's definitely French.
He does look French.
He does.
Yeah.
Why have they blanked out his eyes?
I know.
I think it
looks
better.
Like people aren't going to know who this cunt is. It's amazing.
Maybe he walks around with that black bit on his eyes. You never know.
Is that why you wear them shitty sunglasses?
Well, he's not walking around with a scarf on, is he?
Like that. Well, it'd be a big one, wouldn't it?
Fucking hell.
Just wondering, do you maybe have that, Freddie? Do you reckon you maybe have that?
No. He looks like one of the X-Men that lives in the sewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
That gigantic mole as well.
I did see that.
I mean, that's the least of his fucking
maybe
worries,
it's just
mate.
A Malteser stuck there.
I tell you what, I feel
well, it's definitely not
chin.
Freddie then.
That is gross, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what your neck looks like.
I would say it's gross. It looks like he's got an arsehole on his back as well.
Yeah, that's what you look like.
I mean, it's not.
It
is
a bit.
It's not really.
Your neck does look like
that. If you grew a moustache.
His fucking body looks more like your body.
It looks like he's got his own armbands on.
He's
dead good at swimming.
He'll never
say,
drown.
When he goes swimming, I mean, it's a fucking nightmare.
Do you reckon his name's Bob?
Bob can't go swimming. He just touches the floor every he goes.
Just walk along. Have a lovely time.
Just red.
What else have you got for us?
Let's have a look. Hold on, scroll down. Oh, yeah, there's a Russian version of our podcast. It seems it's been syndicated.
What?
Let's have a look. Right,
I do love a rummage round Reddit.
You know what? This is called Dead Ukrainian Talking.
Here we go. They've just very much got our vibe.
Right.
Jesus, should worst.
Что ты подойдет? И когда он подходил, честно, я вообще думал, это вот ты подходишь. Понял? Я думал, что.
А ты не думай, что не подожди, в себе будешь.
Here we go. We've got past that moment. Here we go.
Wait, what? What the fuck is going on?
That's his opening fighting move. Yeah.
Is he insane?
Isn't that the best way to start a fight you've ever
that's
fucking seen?
Stupid, right?
Watch a badly someone's onto a desk let and break your own back. Yeah.
Let me try and just sort of. So there's four,
just chatting,
there's
just
four Ukrainian, four Russian people.
Yeah, very much not Ukrainian.
Around a table and. To start a fight, one of them sort of
does a headstand.
He does a headstand on the table from a sitting position at the chair, and then he's on the table, and everyone's like, "What are you doing?"
He also fucks it up.
It's a show of force, isn't it?
He tries to do a big flip onto the table, and sort of fucks it and lands on his ass.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
Slides off the table.
And then he jumps back on the table to be like, yeah, let's have a fight.
Do you know what?
And then the other guy just stands up and kicks his leg dead out.
Do you know what? Do you know what that reminds me of? When I was at school, there was a lad called...
Right, bleep that, editors, for fuck's sake.
That was his name. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, not his name.
Okay, right. There was
a
guy...
You might say a really nice story about him now.
There was a guy called Will Danielson.
Brilliant. Foolproof.
And he got into a fight with another lad.
The Karate Kid. Called, Will Danielson.
God, what was his fucking name? He got into a fight with...
let's call him Queddy Frin.
No. His name was Kick Nurtis.
Right.
Anyway, Kick Nurtis.
Why did it take you so long to work that out?
No wonder he's a fighter with that name.
Kick Nurtis.
You only had to switch the two letters round.
He did taekwondo as well. Anyway, he was a big lad. He ended up being a bouncer. Anyway, he got into a fight with...
In case you're thinking of the wrong Kick Nurtis and you're struggling to track him down, he was also a bouncer.
Anyway, this
lives in Preston.
256.
This was in about year 10. Anyway, what did I call him? Will Danielson.
Yeah, yeah.
He got into this fight and...
This better be good.
What he did...
It never is.
No.
Sorry to disappoint you, mate.
What he did is he went like this. He went... And I realised, like, we realised later on that what he was trying to do essentially was to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
He did it for about 30 seconds. He went...
Did it work?
No, he lost the fight. No,
yeah, like any like big move like that, like the best way to start a fight is with sudden surprise. Don't warm up like you're going, like, I'm going to fight you in a minute.
Just swing your arm for
Billy
20
Connolly
minutes.
Billy Connolly gives some great advice in his autobiography. He says the best time to punch someone is before they finish talking.
Do the impression?
No. Mm. All right. So.
Wow.
You are Rob delivered.
He says, yeah, you should punch someone before they finish the sentence, and like, it's great advice. And he was a handy lad, Billy Connolly. Yeah. People forget this about him. He was a fucking, you know, big eyed Glaswegian. He knocked loads of cunts out.
I grew up on like an estate, not like a state, stabby estate, more like an Uncle Touchy estate. But I grew up on an estate, right?
Explains it.
And we had a guy on our estate called Grubby. That was his nickname, and he was a fighter. And
did you say Grubby or Grabby?
Grubby.
Grabby
was the uncle. Grabby.
So what's the vowel that you use?
You.
Grubby. Yeah,
Grubby and Little Grubby is the younger brother.
Okay. Right.
And they were just like mental fighters. And he went into a fight once just over the local common. As he's walking along, he picked up this pole and we're like, what's he doing with this pole? And he walks up to the guy. You know when you do the fucking... He just threw the pole here. The bloke caught it and he just smashed him in the face.
That's a great
fight plan.
Fight
was over.
That, what a strategy
fight
that
was
is.
Over.
If that goes wrong though, then the other guy's got a weapon.
Yeah, but
you've
no,
it's not going to go
such a big pole that you can't brandish it a weapon. Right. I think that's fucking
genius. Completely caught him out. Yeah. We were like, what? And his punch just went bang and floored.
That's quality, to be fair. Fair play.
And I think he was talking. That's why.
Yeah, that's in like The Art of War. That's like some Sun Tzu shit. That's fucking genius.
If I'm walking through...
Shout out Grubby.
If I'm walking through a dodgy area, I'll always do so with a bag of priceless Fabergé eggs.
Right.
And I'll just...
And also a bag of cream eggs.
they don't finish the water.
These are Fabergé. Yum, yum, yum. First person who's ever fried a Fabergé egg.
Choke on one.
He's like, okay, can we scotch this with crystals?
And in about 10 seconds, he's going to call me Flabergé egg, and he's going to be very pleased with himself.
Doing better jokes than that. You fat cunt.
Base, back to base.
Are there any videos that we've been sent in?
Oh, yeah, I think there are, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Do people send stuff in?
Yeah, we get people to send in.
If you have a
little
look at the wall behind you, Jen, like, these are some images from some of the videos we've been sent.
Worst stuff. Send it in to, via WhatsApp only, to 075-206-44-931.
Yeah.
Send it via WhatsApp only. I cannot stress enough. because there are so many people who send me reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm not watching them, and guys. Also, it ruins my fucking day.
Yeah, like...
It ruins my day.
One note I'd give you as well is, please, can you send us the video, not a link to the video? Cheers. Just download it yourself, you lazy cunts. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we've seen the internet here. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We've got to deal with that shit.
Let's see, but the rules are, as always, no animals, no...
No death, no animals, no racism, no kids.
No... Okay.
Yeah, and like, look,
you were unsure about that last one.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get all four, fine. And to be honest with you, the race isn't one on 50-50.
Depends who to.
The murder one, I quite like. It's just this pussy.
No, they're also like illegal murder videos. It's just like
the one that we
main reason for most of them is because of legality. So like, if someone falls off a thing, it's fine. Oh, let me clarify what's okay before you jump in, right?
If someone
has an accident, it's fine. If someone is assaulted, it's not okay. That's
agreed.
The difference.
Agreed.
Yeah, we like all the videos no matter what. We still watch them. We just can't put them on the podcast.
This is it. And like, if they are like animal porn, it's wildly illegal. Like, otherwise, I think it's so funny. And I'm gutted we can't show animal
porn. Do you remember when we absolutely did not watch that video of someone fucking a dead rat?
Yeah, we definitely didn't show Jamie Hutchinson in after cut it out of the first episode that Jamie Hutchinson
was on. Or when we saw that kid on fire.
Yeah,
we absolutely didn't see that. Or when we absolutely didn't see that guy at a shopping centre get stabbed in the neck and just end up in a pool of blood.
That one was really bad, yeah.
Anyway, Jenny, what sort of stuff are you hoping to see?
Well, I've just turned around and I'm like, I didn't see that when I came in.
Yeah.
This is behind my head.
Is there anything that gets you? Is there anything that makes you go like that?
Sick? No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I have limits to what I can watch whenever it makes me feel sick.
Right.
I don't know, that mate smashing his head, I do feel a bit funny then.
Okay.
Because it's quite real.
Okay. Yeah, well, like, the stuff we show is pretty fucking real.
So cool, let's go.
The first one that we have is a 4-minute-long video of Graham Linehan looking down the camera, licking his lips.
Cool.
Just seductively.
Cool, because that's probably what he does.
Yeah.
Let's 100%. Honest.
You don't get that obsessed without there being something
your
going
wife
on.
Doesn't leave you.
Do you know what?
You don't ruin your whole life, bankrupt yourself.
Did you see?
Because you care about women's rights. No one cares about women,
No one
Graham.
Wants you in the same space, Graham. What?
Did you see? Did you see?
I thought you slipped it in there. Like, she's not looking. Pop it in.
Did you see trans comedian Jenny Ives?
I did see
called out
Graham for
a boxing
fight.
Match, and I was like, oh
UFC,
my god,
a UFC fight.
I was like, oh my god. You honestly, I would pay £50.
We'll be ringside. We'll sponsor the ring.
Honestly, 100%.
Honestly, we'll have our skull in the octagon. I want to see it. I think
it's
so funny.
So,
comedian Jen Ives, she's trans. She challenged Graham Linehan to a fight in the octagon for MMA, an MMA fight, just ripping the piss out of him. And it's so funny.
Also, as well, like she's built. Do you know what I mean? She's got a...
It's not
a,
wrong to be built. You can be built as a woman.
Yeah, oh, no,
I hope she batters him. It'd be funny.
I would genuinely, if I had to put money...
I just want to watch her just slamming his head into the canvas over and over again. Like, oh, I just want to protect women.
I wrote some funny shows.
I want to see her rip his dick clean off.
Yeah.
Just we'll make sure the referee's not on his side.
This dick is small, now this dick is far away.
That's a great reference.
Thank you very much, mate. Look how surprised Tom is that I did a clever joke.
That's the cleverest joke that's ever been done on it. It's certainly the furthest away callback.
Nice. Right, okay, let's watch some of these. So is there anything that gets you, Jenny? Nothing really that gets you?
I'll let you know.
I can't remember what these are. These are from ages ago. I've not watched them since. Let's watch Rob Back at the Townhouse.
Okay. Right, I assume this is some reference to, like, what were we saying was my thing that day? Dog porn? Was it that was saying? Oh, no, it's me. God. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
What's he got in his dick?
This is a woman caning some bollocks.
But he's got something in his dick.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot going on.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
All right.
So just to clarify, has this guy lost a quiz?
His mate's cheating on a quiz.
I've got to say, she is so sexy.
Oh,
you don't
what you're
have to
at.
Say that, Freddie.
No, I do have to say, she's beautiful.
He's not bad.
To be fair, why has she got like a palette round his
This is
sleeve?
Actually...
painting.
This is actually what the paralysed basketball player's up to now. This is how she gets some change in the morning. Wow. It's just whipping bollocks.
So there's four minutes of this.
Yeah, it's not that bad when it's just his ass getting whipped. But like what when it goes on now? The knackers, she what has gone to go get more equipment.
It's okay. Such a big contraption that he's in as well. Yeah. Like,
do you know what? Trussed up. How glad are you that whatever it is that turns you on sexually doesn't take up a whole room?
Yeah. This is it,
do you know
mate,
what? Yeah, I have thought that, you know, sometimes.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one, because that's the money. Oh. It doesn't have to be hard, it just has to be accurate.
Yeah, mate, she's like Joe Calzaghe.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And she can, like, move his dick like a puppet.
Oh, my God. Oh, mate.
Holy fucking hell.
You see, that is what I would expect to see in brown trousers.
That's how they get brown. You'd see him, like, spasming.
Oh, it's
look.
Bleeding.
It's bleeding.
Oh,
bleeding.
No.
It's bruising as well. I think it's bleeding internally.
Oh.
She just whipped it on the blood blister.
I was going to say on the welt.
She's a naughty girl.
She's good.
I don't like how much you're enjoying this.
I'm enjoying it a bit too much. I don't like the bollocks thing.
Yeah, bullshit.
But the rest I like of it, her.
This is the guy that emailed in before, and this is why he can't have kids.
Yeah, this is how you make one ectopic.
Well, the walls are quite bare.
The reason you like her is because she looks a bit like Jade. She looks like Jada Franzen, and that's your thing. Isn't
that's
it?
My thing, right wing. Like right wing women.
Oh, Jada mate. Franzen is the former leader of the BNP, who Freddie is obsessed with.
I would
with.
Fucking nail Suella Braverman.
Really?
Yeah, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks like the fucking ostrich from Sesame Street.
I know, but it's that right-wingness.
Yeah. The ostrich?
I want to fuck a right-wing woman.
Ostrich in Sesame Street?
It's not like an ostrich, it's like an eagle, is what I mean.
Oh, I know the one. Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah. Looks like the German flag eagle. Yeah. I know.
Right, shall we watch this
Well,
one?
That was a lot of fun. Thanks, mate.
B2B, I don't know what this one is.
So business that's business to business.
Yeah.
So there's someone on the phone selling some...
Oh, no, I remember what it is.
Is this bum to bum?
This is bum to bum.
Is she going to shit in her ass?
Oh, my God, she's shitting a dildo into her ass.
That's incredible, to be fair. What a fucking feat
that
of engineering.
That wasn't for me.
I want to see the outtakes.
No, not a fan? No. Yeah, what, where they miss it goes in a cunt and like, oh, start again.
Yeah, like that skills guy where it just goes round the rim like a basketball.
What, well, do you reckon it's like Dude Perfect? They have to do like 300 of those before one goes in.
It's like Freddy on Taskmaster.
Yeah,
you know,
Jesus.
This feels like? This feels like a guy's WhatsApp group. I used to be in...
I used to
be in guys' WhatsApp groups, right? And they used to...
Are you not allowed in them anymore?
Yeah, got booted out 3 years ago.
Safe space.
Yeah.
No, it's like they would send videos like this to me as well on WhatsApp, and I'd go, I'm not one of you lads. Stop sending it. Go, yeah, you do. You want to see it? And they'd send me even more.
Yeah.
This is it.
That is very much like... basically, this podcast is a WhatsApp group come to life.
Right, okay.
That's very much the pitch.
Speaking
for
what
you don't really get to feel it till you're in it.
Yeah.
We mentioned it briefly, Taskbastard.
Yeah.
So we filmed the completely original concept of Taskbastard.
Yeah. It's completely original, but it's also a parody.
Registered track.
Yeah. It is whatever it is to stop. We got a letter from Avalon.
Yeah.
We got a legal letter.
We got
a cease and desist.
We've
neither ceased nor desisted.
In fact, we have ramped up our.
If they were about copyright, we'd brought the letter on stage and put it on a big screen. Yeah.
was it nice? Were there jokey, or was it just straight?
Oh, no, it's a legal letter.
Oh, it's a legal letter.
Because the one that Secret Garden Party got from New Hope, they had some like comedy bits in it.
No, they weren't
like wildly, you know, they were all right.
Just
they were
put
like,
it this way, our legal letter is so humorless it could have been written by one of their acts.
I like some of their acts.
Yeah, I do as well, but they've got loads of shit ones as well.
Yeah, the letter started out with a 10-minute description of anxiety.
Ooh. Yeah. 40 minutes in, there's a sad bit about them losing their dad. Last 10 minutes is all callbacks to the first 10.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing.
Wow.
No, it was just a really boring legal letter where they were just like, hey, don't do that. And we went, we're gonna.
Anyway, if all being well, the Taskmaster special should be available to watch on Patreon as of tomorrow.
Oh,
or
nice.
We're in jail. One of the two.
Or Thomas throwing his laptop out the window because it was fucking.
It
working.
Is fucking insane. Okay, I honestly reckon that it has set a new fucking bar for all live podcast shows and for live recordings.
If he does say so himself.
And And one of the best bits about it as well is we gave away a car at the end.
Like, I gave away my actual car to someone. And like the way we give away the car is amazing. And like, they were so shit as well. Like, they shouldn't have won anything, but they did. They won an actual car. I gave them it. You could see it in the special. You can watch me give them an actual car.
The prize sounds a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
When you see the car, you'll go, ah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But still, the scrap value is quite good.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the guy who...
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Carry on.
Okay, you don't look fine.
No, I'm not.
What's happened?
Dizzy as fuck, mate.
Is that fruit, mate?
Yeah, it's that fruit.
Freddie's had one bit of fruit and it's fucked him up. It's like Jordan Peterson when he had a glass of apple juice because he's never had it before. His body's gone, what's that?
Sugar.
This isn't fried potato.
This is real sugar.
Jordan Peterson get dizzy off apple juice.
He nearly died off apple juice. Like, he was on an all-meat diet like for
a
while.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Then he drank one glass of apple juice and he said he didn't sleep for 24 days.
24 days?
Yeah, he had a mental breakdown. He was on Joe Rogan crying about it.
Yeah, it's
God.
He cries about everything, the big pussy hole.
Got a mental breakdown.
I need to be relevant.
Just drink a bit of apple juice.
Yeah. And I was like, you know,
really ended up.
Are you going to be all right though? I'm going to be the concerned one here. You going to?
Yeah, I'll be fine. It's been happening for about 20 minutes.
Your arm's not gone or anything.
It's been happening for about 20 minutes, but it's just got progressively worse.
It'd be amazing if he died live on an episode. That'd be fucking incredible.
Yeah.
How long would it be before we noticed?
Just keep pointing to the sign.
Hang on, we're at Wagamama's and Freddie's not here.
I do like a Wagamama's.
Oh, I reckon, mate, you'd haul my corpse to Wagamama's.
Look at how strong do you think I am?
Yeah, your corpse is staying where it fucking is.
You'd haul your corpse there and then just put your hand out with your card. Thank you. Which we'd obviously taken off.
I'd say hello to all that bloke's babies. Anyway, so...
Well, seeing as Freddie might die, should we call that at the end of the pod?
I reckon so, yeah. We'll let Freddie have a little lie down.
Thanks very much for listening. Jenny Hart, before you go, is there anything that you want to plug?
No.
If you want
follow
to
Jenny on socials, he's fucking hilarious. He's a great stand up, really good fun. So
check out our socials. We are on Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. You get an extra episode every single week. Taskbastard special is out, but there's also shitloads of other specials.
There's loads
wrestling
of stuff.
Special, sex dungeon special, fucking drag queen special. There's loads of other stuff. Hundreds of episodes and extra content. Not hundreds, but there's a lot.
52
of extra stuff.
Yeah, hundreds was a wild swing, mate. Come the fuck on.
50% off.
Yeah.
Hundreds of minutes of extra content. There's loads of extra stuff that you'll get through, and you get extra stuff every single week, and you get to support us. If you want any merch or tickets for our live
show, come see us on tour.
It's deadmentalkpod.com. Other than that, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.